Yes, well, this has sort of been 5 years in the making, actually, and this is the pinnacle of what we've been trying to do for those 5 years, to get our cattle across here from King Island in the most settled manner that we possibly could and with the best animal welfare outcomes for the animals.
You've been doing it for a number of years using Les Dick's boat, the Statesman. What's this new vessel got over the Statesman that's been plying the Bass Strait for all these years?
Well, it's a much larger vessel. It's probably twice the size of the Statesman. The Statesman does a very, very good job, but this larger vessel enables us to, for the trucks to be able to go out to the property of origin, pick the livestock up, and then drive onto the vessel. So the cattle are only handled half the amount of time coming across, and being a larger vessel, she can handle the inclement weather a fair bit better as well.
Roll off, roll on then with the livestock. How many trailers can go in a load?
It's about 440 animals. 400 to 440 animals is a nice load. The Golazarth can handle 11 40-foot trailers, so it only takes a maximum of 2 hours to load, and the first maiden voyage into Stanley took about an hour and 20 minutes to unload.
So the total trip, your duration, how long from the farm to the works?
From the farm to the works, it would take about 13 hours maximum, yep.
Animal welfare then, what's the record? What are your figures showing?
Well, our figures are showing that the less time that the animals are in transit and the less times that they're handled, the better results we get. The cattle are more settled when they arrive at their destination. Our MSA grades are much, much better. Hence, the animal welfare outcomes are much better. And the next most important thing is that the returns to our farmers are much higher.
When you say higher, can you put a figure on it?
Yes, the difference between an animal that grades and one that doesn't ungrade averages about $120 a head, which is a lot of money.
Yeah. Why is it? Why is there that big difference? Meat's meat, dark cutting and all.
Yeah, well, you know, the science behind it all is that dark cutting animals, the meat doesn't keep as long. It hasn't got the taste or the tenderness of animals that do MSA grade. And our first load into Stanley, where we had 440-odd animals on there, we had over a 99% MSA grade, which is the best, whether it be the big boat, little boat or whatever, it's the best grade we've ever had coming across the water, and it's fantastic.
Do you think that's repeatable though?
I think so. It may not always be 99%, but there's no doubt. When I seen the animals come off the boat, I was there to see the first initial unloading. The animals were very settled. There was no moving around in the trucks. They travelled extremely well. When they come off the trailers at the works, they were very settled. So, you know, that's got a hell of a lot to do with their MSA grading, is whether the animals get upset or whether they're settled in their travelling.
Graham, there's been a cost in getting this shipping into Stanley, upgrading the wharf, now a bigger vessel. Is it all going to pay for itself?
Well, I think it will. There's no doubt about that. Even with the first load of cattle coming across from Stanley on the Golazarth, the freight for our farmers was a fair bit cheaper than what it has been in the past, for a start. I mean, that goes back to the farmers. And just the return to us in getting more and more animals at grade is a huge bonus.
Well, it sounds like a solution for this business, but I think this Golazarth can take containers as well. So is there more to this than meets the eye?
Oh, there is. I mean, she can hold 11 40-foot trailers or 60. She's licensed to carry 60 containers, shipping containers. So she's a very versatile vessel. She came from Western Australia, was working on the coast up in Western Australia in the mining. The mining slowed down a hell of a lot up there, and Les was fortunate enough. He's been looking around for a few years for the right vessel to do the job. He was fortunate enough to come across the Golazarth, and you know, she's a great vessel to do what we need to do between the islands. Not only King Island and Stanley, but also Flinders and Stanley, or Stanley and the mainland. She's already done several trips to the mainland, and it works works extremely well.
So with all this competition, does that mean it's not entirely plain sailing for this meatwork?
Yeah, look, I think what we're doing here is we're supplying a service, and I think Les Dick's service has already proven itself, that it can work in harmony with the existing shipping services that are already there. You know, I've just gone through this week's schedule with you. Well, there's four loads there that the Statesman's doing off King Island as we speak, you know, one behind each other, and she's doing another load to Welshpool. So, you know, Les Dick's got two very good boats there now. He's got the Statesman and the Gay Lizarth. They both complement each other, and I think the service also complements the larger shippers across Bass Strait. I think the winners out of this are the people on the islands, Greenhams, and the farmers. There's no doubt about that.